Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I am your host, Apostle Deborah Anderson, and I am here coming to you to give you the word that God has placed on my heart to give you today. But Kingdom Builders Development Institute, Kingdom Building of God's heart. It's the heart of God. So therefore, the show title is Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Kingdom building is the heart of God. And I am Apostle Deborah, your host from Thunder Lightning Ministries International. And I'm here on Friday, 9 a.m. Every Friday, 9 a.m. And we're on the Blog Talk Radio. That's right, blogtalkradio.com, 319-527-6029. Today, if that song is just really disintegrating so strongly in my heart, just to tell you that God is breathing on you. He's breathing on you each and every day of your life. The breath of God is breathing in you. He's breathing in you, on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today, my topic is, why am I here? Why am I here? Why do I exist? It is no mystery. God plainly revealed his purpose. He breathed on you, his purpose, his plan. But we still say, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? Do we not say that all the time? My glory? Am I created for my glory? Do I want the glory of doing this or doing that? I'm going to read a scripture to you, Isaiah 43, 6 through 9. And in that, Isaiah, it was how God let him know who he was, what was his purpose. Then said I, woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Because he was at the throne, seeing what was going on. He saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high, lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, or in other words, angels. Each one had six wings. Six wings. He covered his face, and with twine, he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. This is the angel. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto him. He said, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the thongs from off the altar. And he said, it upon my mouth. He set it upon his mouth. He laid it, though, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand. understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Wow. He says, send me. I'll go. Send me. I'll go. Who am I? Ask the top. Who am I? How do I exist? How did all this come about? You and I are made in God's glory. We were created for the glory of God. So again, Isaiah was making a declaration and commitment that he was available for God's use. How many of you out here on this radio broadcast, how many of you have said, I'm committed to you, Lord. I'm committed. I'm available for your purpose, for your purpose and plan. So how many of us can say like Isaiah, he made that declaration and commitment that he was available to God. These words of Isaiah were written thousands of years ago. But what is the scripture of Isaiah saying to us? Here I am. Here I am. Here I am, Lord, today. Today, how can you apply this to your life? Here I am, Lord. I'm available. Send me. Send me to the hospital. Send me to pray for that person in the hospital. I'll go. I'll go. Send me. I'll go. And pray for the people, the sick ones in the hospital. Some have family. Some families don't even go to the hospital and see the loved one. Oh, but they may be at home praying for them. But when God have that in your heart, burning in your heart to go and see about individual, but while you're there seeing about your loved one, there's others in there don't have a loved one. But you say, well, who am I to go in that room? You'd be surprised because God has sent me many times to go into the hospital, go to the sick, pray over them. If you want me to lay hands on them, because in God's doing, me laying hands, I don't get the glory. God gets the glory. That's right. Glory. He is the glory. So you go. You go to the hospital. You see about that sick one. Yes, we are in a pandemic, somewhat. But wear your mask. You're in there with sick ones. The doctors are and the nurses are wearing masks on their face. Are they not? So, not to put a mask on. I could put a mask on. And go. Obey the proper channels of the hospital as I obey God who sent me, who is sending me to pray for those who are sick and ill in that hospital or don't have a loved one. Send me. Exactly. Here I am. That's Isaiah. Here I am. I give all myself to you. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Let your spirit work in me. Here I am. I am. Who am I? You are that I am that God has. You. He has you. The great I am is in you. If you have surrendered yourself to Christ, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the I am resides in you. That's right. He resides in you. So you are here, the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, His Spirit, the Holy of Holy Spirit, God in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. The hope of glory is in you. The I am. You say, oh, who am I? Anointed vessel. And he will send to various places. Be family member. Anyone. He will send you. He said, oh, you may be in your car. You're driving. Next thing you know, you get this unction in your spirit. Oh, I need to see so-and-so. Oh, let me go. But then as you get there, the person that you need to see answered the door, impress in your spirit. Why am I here? You know why you're there. You're a vessel being used by God in this moment, in this time. And then you go. You go in. And then you begin to, hello. Acknowledge those who are in the home, or if this person's there by themselves, you acknowledging them. And they will say, have a seat. What's going on? And then next thing you know, God will speak in your spirit, say, I am here for you. And they're like, okay. Next thing you know, I want to pray for you. Then you reach out your hand, and what are you doing? You're extending your hand to them as God is extending the hand to you. So this is God portraying, hey, I'm sending you to go. As you went, now he's acting upon you through the Holy Spirit to pray for that person in need of prayer. Yes, prayer works when nothing else does. My people, my friends, here on this radio broadcast, prayer works. He will make a difference in your life. He is the great I am. You hold their hands. Then you pray through the unction of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit will bring in your spirit, boom. There it is. It will come forth and is healing to the soul of the individual that you're praying for, because the I am sent you, which the I am in you is praying for that individual. Amen. Isn't that awesome? God is using each and every one of us, even me, on this radio broadcast. A message to encourage you, to let you know the I am that is in me. I am sending this message to you. He's bringing it to me on this radio broadcast to speak to you every Friday. Words of encouragement, different things that may be going on in each of our lives, but we hold fast unto God, unchanging hands. That's right. We hold on. That's what he said, Isaiah said. Here I am today. How are you applying this right now? What is it so in this verse? What is going on? What is clear is that this is a verse of surrender. Because you're surrendering. It ain't about me. It ain't about what I want to do. I'm surrendering myself. I'm walking in the walk that God won't be. Send me, I go. I'll do it. And the whole thing is surrender. Oh, Lord, I will surrender myself. Yes. And just to say that, and then God will take you to that place, and you're in the holies of holies, like Isaiah was. Wow, wouldn't that be something? You could see the angels bowing before him. Yes, lifting up all the prayers of the saints to the Almighty God. And they saying, holy, 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 oh my God, holy is the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. That's right. We can only speculate on how Isaiah felt to be in the prison like that. But his reaction was the only one that is proper. You know, it was the only way that it was proper, which he was confronted with God's holiness. He quickly became aware of his own sinfulness. The presence of God has a way of pulling back the layers and revealing what is really inside of a person. Isaiah recognized this. Notice what I'm saying to you. Woe to me, I cry. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Yes, that's Isaiah 6:5. Isaiah 6:5 is giving us that. But the one thing is, once Isaiah recognized his own condition, he is not met with judgment, but with mercy and grace. That's right, mercy and grace. Because when the seraphim, or we would say the angel, flew to him, had a live coal in his hands, wow, which he taken with mouth and said, this is Isaiah speaking, it touched his mouth. But the angel said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for it. Wow. Wow. It was right after this moment that God poses this question to Isaiah. Whom shall I send? That's an amazing scene. That was a scene that you couldn't even imagine. It was an amazing scene, this was. But now let's consider why this verse and his response are so important. As inspiring as this scene was, what is the significance in Isaiah saying, here I am, Lord? I want to focus your attention to three key parts of this encounter, which I believe will help you make sense of this experience. Let's figure it out. How Isaiah got to the point of saying, here am I. Here I am, Lord. He got to that point. Here I am, Lord. How did he come to that place of surrender? He had four stages. Number one was revelation. The process begins with Isaiah getting a clear understanding or revelation of who God is. He cannot simply walk away from this experience or encounter. I mean, he could, but this is something that he would never forget. Remember that old song? Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Come on now. All surrender to God must begin with a clear understanding of God is, who he is. The human heart is such that in order to surrender, we must acknowledge someone or something greater than ourselves. You never willingly submit to someone that you feel is beneath you, did you? This revelation of God made Isaiah aware of God. It made him aware of him. Made him aware of who God really is. He got a glimpse of his majesty, of his authority, of his greatness. And these things set the stage for him to what? Surrender. A person cannot come to Christ give their life to Christ or commit their way and surrender to him unless they have a revelation of who he is. This is what happened to Isaiah. Wow. The second thing was recognition. Understanding who God is make you aware very quickly of who you are. Didn't happen to Isaiah. There are plenty of examples in the scriptures, in the New Testament. This happened to Peter in Luke 5. After the miraculous catch of the fish, Peter had a revelation who Jesus is. It was not to the degree of Isaiah's revelation, but it had the same effect when confronted with the reality of who God is. You recognize who you are. Notice Peter's words. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Wow. That's Luke 5:8. That sounds a lot like Isaiah. This will happen to everyone. They come to the realization of nature, holiness, and purity of God. It will cause you to recognize your own fullness. It leads to the next stage on the way to surrender. I remember one time I was laying asleep in my bed, and I was like, wow, just really meditating on the Lord. And sometimes you can hear that small, still voice come to you and say things to you. And he said, "Why you don't desire my love?" I said, I jumped up, got down on my knees, spread my arms out, laid prostrate, and said, I do desire your love, God, coming up in my life. That's all I want to do is really know him, really get to know who he is, why he had to go through all of this, and then some for souls like us. Yeah, he came for a sinful world, and is still sinning this very day. As I'm on this radio broadcast speaking to you, it's still doing the same thing as it was almost 3,000 years ago. We still are in the sinful state. Wow. But God has people to go to people, to minister to people, and let them know that Jesus is Lord, that he is for real, that he is God, God Almighty. To turn from our wicked ways, to bring ourselves unto him, subject ourselves unto him. Come on now. There's no time to be holding on and still doing our sin nature when we need to get ourselves together for the spiritual nature that God has when you turn your life to him. When you turn your whole life, your whole heart to him, oh, come on. Come on. He will do things beyond, beyond your imagination for you. And you're like, wow, really? For me? A sinful person like me deserve this? Yes, you deserve it because you turned your life back to him. And you said, well, who am I? You are God's creation. The I am wants to come in you. The I am wants to come in you and do great and marvelous things in you. So first we've got to recognize our own sinfulness. Yes, we got to recognize. This will happen to everyone once they come to the realization of nature, holiness, and purity of God. It will cause you to recognize your own sinfulness, and this is a good thing because it leads to the next stage on the way to surrender. That next stage is repentance or retreat. Once the revelation and recognition happens, a person will choose one of two directions. They will either repent and plead for God's mercy, or they will retreat, not wanting God's forgiveness or thinking that God could never forgive them. Since we are talking about the way to surrender and say, here am I, Lord. Let's focus on repentance. To be clear, repentance means to change your mind or your direction. You are walking one way, and when you repent, you turn and walk in a completely different direction. That's what God wants us to do. He wants to redirect our way of walking. When you recognize your sin, you recognize, when you recognize your sinful condition, you will enter, repent, or retreat unto it. Those who repent do so because they want to draw closer to God. They are tired of the direction, are going in, and are willing to lay it down. Those who retreat are not yet ready to give up their sinful lifestyle. They want to keep on sinning. They want to keep on. When I found out I had a calling on my life, I'm like, oh, Lord, I again got down on the knees and repent. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me for the wrong I've done in this temple that you have designed for me to walk in. Yes, I repented. I walked down. I said, what must I do? He said, be baptized in me. Cleanse you. I will make you new again. The renewing of the mind. Yes, the renewing of your mind. So I walked down the aisle. I had my girlfriend walk with me, took me where I needed to go. They dressed me in the baptism clothes like, you know, John the Baptist. Be ye baptized. Come on, for the remission of sin. But when I went here, the Spirit, I could feel him over me, all through me. And then the elders at the pool saying, do you want what God have for you? The changing, everything that he wants to do with you. I said, I want what God have for me and then some. Ooh, I could see it just like it is. That same day, I could feel the anointing, how it was that day, as I'm speaking to each and every one of you on this radio broadcast. Yes, I have been laying in my grave. Oh, yes. But I went into that pool. They turned me around to go back, to spring back into the water. And I'm saying in my mind, ooh, at least I know about this pool. I do know how to swim, right? They laid me back. I could feel just the Spirit of the Most High covering me. And as they raised me back up, and my mouth began to talk, but I couldn't talk as I'm talking to you right now. I couldn't talk English. I couldn't speak the language that was on me before I went in that water. As I'm talking to you, I'm speaking like I was there, the language, English, I was speaking. But before I went in that water, they said, do you want the gifts or do you want what God has for you? As I want what he has for me and anything else, if he so desired to give it to me. And I have been reading about the gifts of tongues. And I said, oh, I want that. I want to be able to speak in tongues. Be careful what you ask for, right? Because God already knows your mind. He knows your mindset. So here I am going through. I am going through. I am. The title of this, I am. Who am I? I am going through. The water come up. And immediately, the man of God said, hallelujah. And I said, hallelujah, and I could not speak English. I could not speak English. I kept speaking in these tongues, and I'm hearing it, and I'm like, whoa, immediately. And back then, they took you to the upper room to tarry for the Holy Ghost. And I'm like, in my mind, I already had it. But had to be obedient. Went anyway, and I was in there for 2 hours with these people. And still, God was speaking in my spirit, and I'm praising him like I can't even describe praising him, dancing and just singing in the spirit, all that, thanking him. It was a Holy Ghost experience I could not even explain. But it was awesome because I knew I was born again. I was born again with the great I am. I was born into him. Hallelujah. Here I am. I say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I say, here I am, Lord. I wanted to be clean. I wanted to repent of my sin, of my wrongdoing. I wanted to be clear. And repentance means to change your mind or your direction. I wanted to change the direction that I was going into. I was walking one way. And when you repent, you turn and walk in a completely different direction. When you recognize your sinful condition, you will either repent from it or retreat into it. Those who repent do so because they want to draw closer to God. And all throughout my life, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to get closer. I wanted to know more. I wanted to see more. I wanted to do what the Spirit of the Most High had for me to do. Those who repent do so because they want to draw closer. And that's what I wanted to do, draw closer to God. I was tired of what I was doing, experiencing. I was tired of people just using and abusing. I was sick of it. Do they still do it? But I ain't got to worry about it because I got God. I'm the Spirit of God dwells in me. The hurt and the pain that I was experiencing and going through in relationships, my relationship is with the Most High God through his Son, Jesus Yeshua HaMashiach. I am his bride. That's right. I'm his bride. So I was tired of the direction that I was going and dealing with. Those who don't want to retreat, you know, like in an army and so forth, when they know they're fighting this fight and all that, and they know they can't win, what do? They retreat. They bring up the white flag. How many out there want to bring up that white flag and retreat? And turn to the Most High God. Come on now. You got to let go. Some of you not even aware of what you're doing, how you're doing. But it's time to let go of this mean and cruel world that's going on out here today. We need to turn from all of this and turn to the source. When you decide to let it go, then you can get into this next stage, readiness. When you're ready, come on now. When you have gone through this process, then you are ready to answer like Isaiah did. Remember, God posted the question to Isaiah, which means he had a choice in how he answered it. God said, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? If Isaiah was not ready to go, he didn't have to. However, he chose to go. When you go through the first three stages, especially recognizing who God is and who you are, you're counted an honor that God will desire you and he will use you. Isaiah 6 and 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I go. And through my lifetime, I was singing in the choir. Through my lifetime, God would have me up preaching his word. Oh, yes. And I started at a young age. He said, come on. Come on up here. We want you to do this. Inside, I'm like, huh? Me? God was preparing me. At a young age, he was preparing me. 9 years old, I'm singing in the choir like a little angel of the choir, God's choir of angels. Next thing I know, I kept on singing for his glory. When the revelation hits you, you say, here I am, Lord, use me. So what stage are you in on your way to surrender? I'm asking you that today. The same question that God asked Isaiah is the very same question he is asking you today. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? God always looking for those who will lay down their plan and purpose and pick up his plan for their lives. Mm-hmm. I wanted to sing. I wanted to dance. I wanted to act. All of that. Yeah. Did I go? Yeah, I went to Hollywood. I was out there. They were using me. Guess what? Deep down inside, even when I was there, I was still using the name Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm ministering. God had me ministering even to some of them. Yeah. Believe it or not. Wherever I went, it didn't matter. At the bus station, on the plane, God would use you. In the bathroom, you name it, God would use you. In the bathroom at one church, there was a person wanting to commit suicide, wanting to kill themselves. There and said, oh, no, 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 no. I said, let me pray for you. Because I always was praying. I was a praying soul throughout my life. I would hold the person's hand. Come on, let's pray. And I prayed for her right there in the bathroom. Somebody, here comes the enemy using somebody saying, you can't pray in here. The pastor of the church don't want you praying in here. I said, you know what? When that time comes for me and the pastor to talk, I will talk to him. But right now, this soul right here needs to be delivered before she kills herself. So step aside, Satan. And I went on and prayed for her. And she turned her life around. And I was at a convention. Come back out. God going to confirm his word. Go back in the auditorium there. My God, my God. The prophetess that was speaking said there's 14 people in this place want to kill themselves, commit suicide. I said, whoa. And I was dealing with one in the bathroom. Don't tell me what God can't do, because he will do. And each and every one of those souls that want to kill themselves, surrender themselves that day, that evening, to God. They say, here I am, Lord. Take all this away from me. How many on this radio broadcast want to surrender themselves to God? In Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that confess and you are saved. That's it. Simple as that. That's all you need to do. Surrender. You can surrender at home, whatever. God hears you in the office. He hears you. He knows your heart. He's a heart God. So God is calling each and every one. Let your answer be yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit connects with God's spirit, you become one. When you become one with God, you become whole with him. Your heart agrees with him. So your answer, yes, Lord, that I am. Who am I? I am. It's in me, the hope of glory. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God, as usual, time is creeping up on us. I just want to let you guys know, oh, the I am. Don't have to worry about who am I. You already know who you are now, because I am part of the kingdom of God through his son Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. I am a part of the kingdom. Amen, amen, amen. And with that said, the Lord bless you and keep you. This is number 62426. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. So God bless you all. And until next time, I will see you next week at 9 o'clock on this same channel. God bless you all.